Hey folks, and welcome to Pod School. If you're on the Pod Watting course, then this is one specifically for you. We're going to look a little bit today at what podcasting really offers education in particular. If you're not on a Podwatting course, then feel free to skip this one, as there's not too much specific how to podcast information here. But for the educators out there, let's have a look at what podcasting can do for you and your students. One of the most immediate benefits you get when you start using podcasts to teach is realised when they're uploaded to an MP3 player or any kind of portable device. It just offers the potential for real anytime, anyplace learning that's really opened up. Imagine a student being just on the bus, wasting 20 minutes and being able to just listen to something, do a bit of revision. And as unlikely as that may sound, it's actually a very common thing. If you imagine that a student's they feel like they're a little bit behind in their studies, they want to do a bit of revision, but they just haven't had the time to sit down and do it, then that time where they're wasting it, it really does come to mind, and they can just think, well, I'm going to go and listen to that podcast for last week and just catch up on my lectures. It does happen more commonly, much more commonly than you'd imagine. Although we've also seen through Exploring the iTunes Store that some podcast episodes can be quite lengthy, some podcasts really are online radio shows. Podcasts also offer the opportunity for manageable just-in-time learning. Similar to what I've just been saying, quite a short episode can be really useful to somebody as opposed to that sort of 30-minute, one-hour-long lecture. A great example of this is it's a friend of mine who got into downloading recipe podcasts. Once you find one she wants, she'll play it on her PC and listen to it while baking instead of working from a recipe book. And that's definitely what just-in-time learning. Another important benefit of podcasting is the sort of the push element. So you imagine that student again sitting on the bus. They just have a just-in-time need for learning then. And it might be that they wouldn't have thought to download something for that bus ride in advance. But because of the podcasting medium, as long as they've set up their subscription in iTunes, and as long as their phone is updating itself regularly, which does happen, is really easy to set up. And I mean, loads of people that I know have their system set up like that. As long as that's all set up, then all the episodes, as soon as you release a new episode, so on the Monday morning when you release that week's podcast, it pops onto their phone straight away. And it's just sitting there ready for them to listen to whenever they get the opportunity to. So that push element takes away a lot of the requirement for students to realise that they have to do something, which, as we all know, can be a little bit of a push for students to manage. So it's just there sent for it. It makes it very easy. It makes it very simple for them to access that material, and just makes it much more likely that they're going to actually use it. Now, the last benefit of podcasting, and one that is really taking off in the last couple of years, is the thought of student-created podcasts. So a lot of what we've talked about already was related to if you create a podcast, so if you as an educator create a podcast aimed at teaching the students something, sharing information with them. But podcasts can be really useful if you allow students to create them. So student-created content is a really great way to involve students in their learning, engage them in their learning, give them some responsibility over what they're learning, and thus increase their engagement with their own education. And students love creating materials like this. I've seen really great examples of lecturers assigning subtopics to students. So they've got a class of 30 students, say, and they put them in groups of two or three, and they assign a topic to each group, a subtopic to each group related to the larger topic. Each group of students goes away, creates a podcast, well, researches the topic first, obviously, but then creates a podcast around that topic, and then delivers that podcast to the podcast feed. And then obviously all the other students are delivered that podcast via the podcast feed, and they all learn from each other. And they're much more engaged in that material because it's their friends talking about it, because they want to hear their own podcast. They want to see the feedback that their friends give to their podcast. So that opportunity for student-created content is a really powerful application of podcasting, and one that I've seen used really well. So I hope that gave you some ideas of why podcasting could be really useful to you as an educator. For today's tasks, we're going to just look into a little bit more detail. I've got a couple of links for you to go and have a look at. One article in particular that you should go and have a look at. It's just an example of a lecturer that's using podcasts really well to deliver information to his students. Then what I want you to do is a little bit of a repeat of yesterday's activity. But what I want you to do is to go back into iTunes and have a search around for podcasts related to your subject. So see if somebody's already podcasting around your particular subject. It might be that somebody's already prepared some great podcasts that you can deliver straight to your students. You wouldn't even need to create anything in that case. You could just create some sort of supplementary material, introducing it and putting it in your own context. So if you can find some podcasts around your area or something vaguely related, then come back onto the website and give us some feedback and let us know. Go into the forum, go into the comments and let us know there what you've found and what you think of the potential for podcasting in your own context. Lastly, if you're interested, have a look at an example of a great podcasting project going on within our own university. There's a series of podcasts created for new students at our institution, created by Courtney McLeod a few years ago now. And they're still getting used really well to support students coming into our university. And there's a link to that on the website as well. So go and have a look at them as an example of a really good set of podcasts that were created by Edinburgh Napier staff and are still getting used really well. Okay, so that's it for today. Thanks for listening again. And we'll see you tomorrow for another podcast.